Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, a late night edition of Radio Fishing. Hey, I'm a poet and I don't even realize it. Yes, indeedy. This is Fishing Frank, and I got Robert in the chair across from me, and we have Josh, the editor.
Publisher.
I'm
sorry. You do that every time.
I know, but I get confused.
Poor Lee. I mean, Lee earned his editor title, and you keep taking it away from him.
Yes, I'm sorry. But, you know, now you're here to talk because you guys have a tournament coming up.
Another tournament. Yeah, we're crazy like that.
Yes, we have another tournament coming up. I'm trying to get you adjusted in. So
how about now?
You sound like a human again. How's that?
Oh, that sounds so much better.
That sounds like really bad.
No.
Try that. Okay, we'll get you going.
Thank you, Frank.
All right. Now, Robert, how are you?
Just Ducky.
Ducky. Okay, we're at mic two.
Ducky.
Ducky, all right. Maybe I was adjusting your mic instead of Josh's.
How about now?
I have no idea.
Right.
We'll get it all figured out.
So you know what those dials do.
Anyway, you have a... Here it comes.
We got lots of static.
First time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time.
Right?
That's cute.
That's cute.
Yeah,
okay.
It's lovely.
Well, isn't it a ladyfish tournament?
It is a ladyfish tournament. It's not just a ladyfish tournament. It's a ladies-only ladyfish tournament.
Ladies-only ladyfish tournament.
Well, actually,
okay.
That's not even quite true, but only the ladies are allowed to fish. The guys can be on the boat, but they're just kick around.
Ah, okay. So the guy is allowed to be on the boat, but the girls are the only ones allowed to fish.
That's right. It's teams of 2 to 3 women, and by women we mean persons of female persuasion. They can be 6 years old if you want, and that's who can do the actual fishing. The guys can be on the boat. You can have a captain. You can have a mate. They can be male or female. They can drive the boat. They can bait the hooks. They can take fish off the hooks. They can fetch drinks, all that kind of fun stuff. But they cannot fish.
All right. So what we're doing is dealing with a tournament for the girl of the species.
That's correct. Okay. And she can be as girly as she wants to be. If she doesn't like touching a shrimp to put it on the hook, if she doesn't like taking a fish off the hook, that's fine. That's not a problem.
You can have the slave labor guy do that.
That's it. And that's the only thing that he's there for, is to do as he's told and not to fish.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. I mean,
it's pretty much like any other time you take your wife fishing.
Yes, I know. What's that? That was the wrong button. Okay.
I wet myself. Thanks.
Yes, I know. I woke up. Hey, it's a late night edition of Radio Fishing. So, you know, when you're doing that, all kinds of crazy things can happen. You never know what's going to go on. So, all right, back to where we were. Robert, Josh, Frank, when is the Ladyfish tournament going to be?
Well, because that's a very long name, we settled on a different name. We're calling it Heels and Reels.
Heels and Reels.
Yeah, which rhymes nicely, because
yes.
Unlike you, I'm a poet and I do know it.
And I don't realize it.
Do they get bonus points if they're wearing heels when they actually catch these fish?
They do not, but we will be highly amused. Also, if they wear aprons, no bonus points for that either. Pearls, those various things.
I would say June Cleaver outfits gets an automatic 10 points. Anybody fishing in a June Cleaver outfit?
Well, I tell you what, how about an automatic 10 points if you can get your male captain in a June Cleaver outfit?
I think it's going to take more than 10 points for that.
That depends on the guy, doesn't it?
So, anyway, when is this Heels and Reels tournament?
March 8th at Burnt Storm Marina.
March 8th, Burnt Storm Marina. And what time is it going to start?
We're going to kick it off at 9 o'clock in the morning because we're having a big party the night before, and there will be alcohol at the party, and, you know, somebody might not want to get up too early in the morning.
Okay, so let's back up just a bit. Now, it's Heels and Reels.
Yes.
And I'm taking there's a captain's party. Captains get together.
It is a team party that will also function as a captain's meeting. And it will also function as a fundraiser because the whole reason behind this tournament is to raise money for Charlotte County's Habitat for Humanity Women Build Project.
And wow. That's why it's only women, because the Women Build Project is a construction project to build a house that only women are allowed to build. Guys can't pick up a hammer.
So what they're doing is getting the girls more involved in the construction project and yep. doing this and more hands-on stuff.
Actually yep. designing a house that's actually practical.
Wait a minute. Okay, you had to pipe out part of the middle of nowhere. So if the girl designs a house, it's going to be more practical than if the guy designs a house.
More than likely.
Yeah, I got a guy. I'd probably go with that, yeah. I would do it cooler, but they would do it more practical.
Correct.
Yes, because, of course, I would be more cool. Mm-hmm. I really would. I can do Uper voices. I am cool.
8-track player?
Yes, built I have an 8-track player, so built you know in. I'm not that cool. I get it. Okay.
So what you're saying, though, Frank, is that you believe you're cooler than women? Is that what you're saying? That's what I'm hearing?
No. I believe that I would design a cooler house. Because girls are practical. They want, like, room in the kitchen and be able to get around and do stuff and actually see everything in the house.
Oh, I got it. So you'd build, like, the Pimp My House.
Yes, I would do it ridiculous. Swings. It would be very cool, but it would be ridiculous.
Right. So you'd live there for about a week, get tired of it, and try to sell it to the next schmuck.
Why do you think Terry picked out the inside of this house? I mean, that was like, okay, she could do it. I'm out. But, all right, so... Now, you can come, Fish and Franks, and sign up. We have sign-up forms here. Can you do it online?
Yes, you can. If you go to heelsandreels.net, heelsandreels.net.
Okay. If you click the thing right next to this interview, you're going to be able to take you to the link of that page. So all you got to do is click their little logo right next to the interview, and it will take you to their page. But Captain's Meeting is
March 7th at the Punta Gorda Isles Civic Association. And like I said, it's not just going to be your regular captain's meeting. We're having a party out there. Luigi's is going to be catering, so there's going to be good food. We're also going to have some special guests. We have some Charlotte County firefighters who are going to be selling raffle tickets, and I believe they may not be bringing their shirts with them.
Ah, so you've got the firefighter calendar guys coming.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Gotcha. Well, that didn't bring the girls out.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. Now, so that's Friday night. What time does that start?
That gets started. You have to check the website. I want to say 6:00, but I might be wrong about that. But it's on the website for sure.
Now, you're going to come to Burnt Storm Marina and leave from Burnt Storm Marina. Can you come by boat or by trailer?
You can come by boat. You can come by trailer. You can use their ramp if you want to.
For that day only.
Yes, for that day only. Please do not go down there and tell them I said you could use your ramp anytime you wanted.
No, it costs like, I think, $450 a year.
I want to say
$650 a year?
I think it's up to six.
Yeah, $600 a year to join and be a member and allowed to use the ramp. But for that day, you get to launch at Burnt Store, which is very, very cool because it's right there.
Right.
And go out. You're going to leave. What time should they be there with their boat and trailer?
About 8:00 is the time that you want to be there, because just like with the trout tournament, we will be doing pre-start inspections. Right. And the inspection is pretty simple. It's just make sure you don't have any sneaky ladyfish on the boat.
Gotcha. So if you want to come by water, come down, come in Burnt Storm Marina, go all the way to the back by the gas docks, the fuel docks, yep. Or are you going to do it out front?
We're going to do it a little closer to the front. So if they just come into the marina, they'll see us.
Okay.
We're gathering up.
So come by boat into the marina or go use the boat ramp, and you want to be there by 8:00 because you've got to be inspected.
Right. And then we'll start. We'll let everybody go at 9:00.
Now, are you inspecting all the girls, or do you need help for this?
I'm not actually inspecting any girls. Oh, if you would like to come and inspect girls,
no, I can't
you can make arrangements to
Besides, I'd get beat up in 5 minutes. I'm old.
Well, yeah.
I can't even run away anymore. I smoke too much.
Well, we're inviting TV news people to come down, so they might want footage of that.
Yes, they would.
So
anyway, come down, get inspected. Try and get there about 8:00. You're going to leave at 9:00.
Yep, what time are you going to return? We're going to let them go in the order that they sign up. So the earlier you sign up, the earlier you get to leave and get out there and start fishing. Again, I'd have to review what the website says, but I believe the first flight for the weigh-in comes back in at 2:30. And we're capping this off at 50 teams, and we're really hoping to reach that 50 mark. So when you're doing that, if you're going to have an actual weigh-in, you can't have everybody come back at the same time.
Right.
So everybody comes back in flights. And after that, once the weigh-in is done, we're going to have another party. So, because we just love to have parties.
I know a guy like that with a pirate ship.
What is going to happen with the ladyfish when you're all done?
Well, we're going to take them and we're just going to throw them out in the harbor and let them sink.
Cool.
No, that's a big fat lie.
Now, wait a minute. Robert, this little voice out of the corner, what are you going to do with the ladyfish when you're done?
Well, he asked me because he knows, because I already told him, and he thought I might forget, which is good because I might have forgotten. We're actually going to be encouraging our competitors to not only bring in 10 ladyfish to weigh, but to bring in, you know, a few bonus ladyfish along with that if they want to, because they're going to the Center for the Rehabilitation of Wildlife on Sanibel.
Very cool.
Where they're going to be fed to birds that are in rehab, a lot of whom are there because they were accidentally hooked by fishermen. So it's just us giving back.
Just feeding some birds with fish. Yep. Fowl with fish.
Yep.
So you have fish, and then there'll be fowl.
That's correct.
And then they'll be fed to birds. No.
Because, well, they won't be fowl because that's one of the rules is that you have to ice them.
Ah.
That way they'll be
nice,
fresh.
Nice,
tidy, fresh ladyfish.
Well, you know, if you're feeding birds, hawks, egrets, and ospreys, you do want nice, clean, fresh meat for them. You can't be feeding them funky stuff. So make sure your fish do stay on ice. Ice and water is the best way to keep them, by the way, folks.
Right. Slush.
Slush works the best. It keeps the meat nice and they don't dehydrate, and it keeps them firmer. They're much better eating.
And I may actually try one or two of these ladyfish myself, because I came across a YouTube video from a gentleman who claimed that he was able to make ladyfish into delicious, delicious fish patties.
Actually, every one of us has eaten ladyfish. Anyone who's ever gone out and eaten a fish stick or a fish patty, especially fish sticks, any of those ones, you know, they are made with ladyfish, menhaden, stuff like that. The meat's good. All you do is, you know, a lot of them have small bones, so you grind that up. But the meat is actually very good. I'm going to be doing some ladyfish recipes. We just got a camera. We're talking about that today. And we're going to do a test run with this camera. It's got a cool wrist thing on it, so you can watch what's going on in the wrist, or you can link it to your phone, which I will never figure out. So I can do the wrist thing, and we're going to do a lot of how-to videos, including where you're going to see us cooking a lot of fish this year, including ladyfish, stingray, catfish, as well as the snook, the redfish, the triple tail, the trout, and all that.
And when you say cooking, I'm sure you also mean cleaning.
Cleaning, yeah. You're going to see us catching them, and then we're going to go back and literally show you what to do step by step all the way through on especially some of the fish that people really don't think are edible. Like ladyfish is an edible fish. You do have to be a little more creative with it, but it is definitely edible. It's just not generally considered good because of bones and things like that.
Right. And Goliath grouper, getting your maximum yield out of that fish.
Yes.
If you're going to take the trouble to poach that 250 pounder, you definitely don't want to waste any of it.
Exactly. And if you're going to pay the $1,500 in fines, you really want every bit of meat you can get.
Make it worth your money.
Make it worth your money. It's $750 a fillet.
Make sure you get those cheeks.
Yeah. Not only that, but you lose your license. So this fish is going to have to last you a while, because by the time you get your license back, you'll be really waiting for some fish. So, anyway, I'm glad we brought that up, but best techniques for ladyfish. Robert, you're our resident fish report guy. Where are you going to find these ladyfish right now?
I think you're going to find them more or less around the schools of little bait fish that are starting to show up out there. There's been some very thread fins and white bait showing up out there along the beaches and the passes and even in the intercoastal, so that's probably one of the places where I'd really look for them.
Right along the intercoastal?
Uh-huh. The bigger ones, personally, if I was going to go do it, I'd be going right out on the beaches and fishing the edges of just the passes, because that's where you'll find those larger ladyfish.
So, Boca Grande, Redfish, Captiva, work the shallows right...
Right on the edge of the drop-off area.
Yeah, because each one of these passes has an area where it's wadeable, like you could walk along, then all of a sudden it just, whoomp, falls right off right there.
Right.
And it's on that ledge where you're going to find those bigger ladyfish. You're looking for 5, 6, 7 pounders there.
If you catch a 7-pounder, save it. It's a world record.
I don't think so.
7.5 pounds.
World record.
What's our Florida record?
Florida record's only like 3.5.
I could have broke that easily.
3.5 or 4.5 now.
We got to start going out breaking records. We got to do that, Robert. You know,
with all our spare time.
Yeah, I just want to get out and actually fish. I've been fishing 3 times in a year here. It is killing me. I've got more boats than Popeye, and I still can't get on the water. So So, anyway, along the edges of the passes now, if you get up the mouth of Bull Bay, sometimes has some ladyfish there.
Yeah.
But right out from Burnt Store, if you go right across to Jug Creek, the islands out there, I've caught some pretty nice ladyfish around there. Yeah. I would probably go more down by Two Pines, though, for sheer numbers.
Yeah. I think it's also going to depend on what the weather does. If it stays consistent the way it is this right now, I think our spring is going to be a little bit earlier than normal. I think we're going to be ahead of the game by a couple weeks. Just guessing because of this, usually that February full moon cold front is usually a really good one, and this was just kind of a decent one. And it's been gradually warming up significantly across the U.S. as far as little fronts go and stuff. So I think we're going to be ahead of the game by a couple weeks, and if that happens, you may be finding concentrations of small schools of ladyfish scattered throughout the harbor because you'll have whitebait, glass minnows, and small threadfin hatchings coming in. So they'll be mixed in with the Spanish mackerel and the bluefish out there.
A good idea might be to troll for them. The small... What's the lure I use all the time for trolling? I can't remember. Best snook lure in the world. What?
The little storm
Games.
Lure? Oh, the Maverick.
Maverick Goldeneye. The small Maverick Goldeneye chartreuse, and then put the storm on the other side, and you've got a pair that can't be beat. I mean, you will be able to find fish like that. Just slow troll. As soon as you hit them, start throwing your spoons, your jigs, and that would be a great way to find a ladyfish.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be looking for, is how am I going to find them? I, you know, because now, is there more better size or just numbers or biggest?
The heaviest bag of 10. That's what you're allowed to weigh. Yeah.
So you're going to weigh all 10 ladyfish, and the heaviest group of 10 gets the prize, and then descending down for a few prizes, right?
Yep, absolutely. We're putting together prize packages rather than single large prizes. We've got some pretty cool stuff that we're amassing. I don't want to talk about that stuff exactly yet because I don't know what the prize packages are going to be, but we'll start talking about that in a couple of weeks. So.
Okay. No, that sounds good. And so your heaviest grouping of 10, you're going to take 10 ladyfish, throw them all in a bag, weigh that up, and that's how you're going to determine the prizes. I would still like to troll for them to try and find them because, to me, I get in an area where I think there's going to be ladyfish. I'm just going to pull a few lures around, see if I get whacked, and if I do, good. But look for pods of bait, glass minnows. Look for the rain on the water, and that's going to be your best indication that you got ladyfish there. But we will talk more about this tournament as it comes up and gets closer. We're going to do a couple more shows about it because I really enjoy the fact that it's a women's only tournament. I would have probably gone one step further. No men on the boat, period. But
we've thought about that. But
the problem is not all the women run the boat.
That's exactly the problem. A lot of the women that we talked to said, you know what, I'd love to fish in that, but I can't drive the boat. And I talked to some women who said that they would want to participate, but they don't like to touch the fish, especially ladyfish, which are messy. So there's really nothing ladylike about a ladyfish.
Nope. High concentrations of poopability.
Yes, very high.
Yes, and they're like squirt guns.
Uh-huh.
little squirt gun poopers there, boy. Anyway, I'm losing my voice. I was back there. I finally bought another guitar. I haven't had one in a long time. So I finally bought one today. I was back there playing. Josh has been laughing at me while I play.
I wasn't really laughing that hard.
No.
Hey, he's pretty good. He's a little rusty, but he's going to get it back.
So
not going to take long.
Well, thank you, sir. But we're going to talk more about this. This is the Heels and Reels Tournament. Click the thing on there. And Robert and I are going to be doing a area update on the fishing report, hopefully tomorrow afternoon. And is there anything else we can go over about this?
Ladyfish.
Ladyfish.
Ladyfish are cool.
Ladyfish are cool, yes.
The women fishing are cooler.
The poor man's tarpon. And what did you say, Robert? I didn't catch.
Women fishing are cooler.
Yes. One thing I brag about is that, and I know everybody knows I'm egotistical and egocentrical and crazy as a loon, but I do brag a lot that you cannot spend an hour at Fish and Frank's without women and children in the store. And to me, that's the mark of a truly great bait shop where you have the whole family in here, not just dad coming to get the stuff, but the kids and the grandparents and mom and dad and everybody as a family. And that's one thing I brag about a lot with this store is how many women and kids come in and fish. And I'm glad you're doing a tournament for the women. It's not that they need a different level to compete on, but sometimes it's nice to compete against your peers. You know?
Exactly.
And,
exactly. You know, and it's nice to...
And girls like to kick each other's butts. I
mean, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Very competitive.
Yep. I think this will really bring out the streak in some of these women.
Yes.
So,
meow.
That's okay. It takes all kinds.
Yes.
And if you're not fishing in the tournament, that's fine. Come on down for the weigh-in. Like I said, we're going to be having a party afterwards. We're going to be cooking out. That's going to all benefit this habitat build. We're going to have the Collections. I don't know if you guys have ever heard them before, but they're a great band. Singer sounds a lot like Stevie Wonder. And they're going to be playing, and it's going to be great. Open to the public at Burnstorm Arena.
And I will say I've enjoyed the last tournament you did. You had a great band. Everything was good. It was nicely done. So one of the reasons we're kind of getting involved in this, he didn't screw up the other one. He actually did good. So we're going to get involved in the next one and see what. Now, just keep in mind, you screw this one up, we're out.
Right, you guys are done.
Yeah, we're done. You're out of here.
I don't blame you.
So anyway, Robert, any last thoughts before we get out of here?
No, can't think of anything. We covered it pretty good.
Okay, so we're going to do some, when we do it tomorrow afternoon, we're going to try and do a area update fishing report, and we'll be giving you regular ladyfish updates, where we're finding the most, where we're finding the biggest, and we'll do that up until the tournament time comes. And anyway, thanks you for coming in, Josh. I appreciate that.
Ladyfish.
Ladyfish? Wow! That thing's loud. God, if we had a good producer in here, this show would be great.
Well, I think the word you're looking for is professional producer. That's the term I would have used.
Ah, yes. Well, I guess I'd have to get paid to be professional, and I dang sure ain't getting paid for this. Any last thoughts, Robert?
Nope, not that I can think of tonight.
Well, say goodnight, Robert.
Good night, Robert.
Good night, Josh.
Good night, Robert.
Okay. This is Fish and Frank and the Pirate Crew. Plus Josh. He's one of the pirate crew. So anyway, we'll see you guys on the next Radio Fishing. Thanks for listening.